that's recording, right?
Yep. All right, well, anyway, Chuck Paskovics with Jedi Temple Archives. If you want to introduce yourself to our...
Great, Jeff Labovitz with Star Wars Hasbro Marketing.
All right. Actually, we only have a few questions for you this time, so we'll try to keep it pretty short and to the point. Hopefully, we can get you to elaborate on the answers, since we're trying to avoid getting yes-no answers for our viewers here. So, our first question. Now that the beautiful Jabba's Rancor Pit Toys R Us exclusive has been revealed, can you confirm that it is the new... That is a new 3¾ Jabba inside?
I'll have to go back to the team and to make sure, but I believe so.
Okay.
All new.
Most people are betting their collections on that, and we just wanted the official word on that. When can we expect that to hit shelves?
The Jabba should be rolling out over the next couple weeks.
That pit set?
That's right.
Okay, good deal. Next question. A Death Star Gunner and Han Solo Hoth outfit 3¾-inch figures have been on your product list for almost 2 years now. Have you even commented that they were coming? Oh, you had even commented that they were coming, then canceled, then coming, then not coming. Have these been indefinitely canceled or postponed, or could we expect to see them in the future?
It's on our list, and we've got a very long list to get to. There's so much great entertainment coming with the new movies and Rebels. It's something that we're definitely going to go back to, but it's not going to come out anytime soon.
Last time we spoke, you said that Anakin in the spacesuit was also almost finalized, but then canceled. Is that still canceled, or can we...
That falls into the same boat. We've got what we call our parking lot, and that one is certainly one. We review it periodically, I mean, every couple months, and we talk through a lot of these characters and a lot of these vehicles and weapons, and this is one we also want to get back to, but it's not coming out anytime soon.
All right, good deal. We know that the Rebels line look is done. Will Saga Legends and Mission Series continue through another medium in the future?
Unfortunately, I can't talk about fall 2015 at this time.
All right.
But we've got good stuff to come.
All right.
Hey,
it's
Joe. Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, Joe?
Chuck? And you are, sir?
Joe Ninavaji. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good deal. Chuck Paskovics, Jedi Temple Archives. All right, so it's been a slow year for collectors, especially compared to previous years during the vintage collection run. Will we return to a similar momentum of that era, or will things continue on a similar pace as they have been?
Well, unfortunately, I can't talk about Fall 15 and beyond, but I think fans of all ages, including guys like ourselves, will be very happy in what the line has to offer. We love Black Series. It's really a labor of love by our design team. We're all passionate about it, and there's plenty of Black Series to come in the future.
Deal. So with this a movie year, would that allow you to do more things than we see in a non-movie year?
Yeah, I mean, I think our line's going to be really robust. It's a movie year. We also have Rebels. We also have great other content that's coming out. I mean, it's like a fire hydrant right now in terms of content. So that allows us to do a lot of things. So, yep.
When you think about how Black Series started with the 6-inch figures and 3¾-inch, and we've since expanded it to the creatures and the deluxe vehicles, I'd say even bigger things could be in our future.
Good deal. So, you're probably sick to death of this question, but it still remains a major issue causing dissonance between Hasbro and your buying market. Why is distribution such an issue? Rebels figures didn't arrive when they needed to. Most haven't seen any of the Black Series 6-inch figures since the Luke Bespin wave, and the Black Series 3¾-inch line is essentially non-existent. Can you give us three things that would help us put this into perspective for our viewers as to why this is how it is, or why it's so hard to get the Star Wars figures lately?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the good news is, yes, yeah, so I mean, Rebels were hard to get out there, but I mean, you guys are saying now you're starting to see more of the figures popping up, and that's good. They're working their way through the system. You know, we're constantly working with the retailers to making sure that they're hitting shelves in a timely fashion. There was a delay in us getting Rebels out. There was a port strike. We are optimizing how we get our figures out there in a distribution. Sometimes we have some older stock that prevents things from going through, like you're seeing with Black Series 6-inch. So we're aware of it. We're doing everything we can. I definitely think by fall 15, you'll start seeing things move through a lot more smoothly. And we hopefully won't be having the same conversation, at New York Toy Fair next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right, you have a significant amount of older the Black Series 3¾-inch figures shown in your display case over in the your display. Are there any plans to re-release some of those figures going forward? Because most of us haven't seen any of those figures since since 2013, and it's a bit confusing or deceiving to show them if they're not going to be reissued.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Like Jeff said, we can't talk exactly what's coming out for Fall 15. Whether or not some of them will be reissued, I mean, they're all out there. We have a lot of waves that are going to be hitting now. I think some of the backlog, you might see some stuff that you consider older hitting waves, hitting inning shelves now. So we've produced a lot. They should be hitting, you know, to have you guys buy them. And a lot of our newer
are they
waves.
Are going to be in the newer packaging, or are they going to just be, you know, what's left over coming into orange and blue? Or, like, are some of the ones from the earlier orange line going to be repackaged into the red?
15? Yeah. I can't say. Yeah, I can't say. But, yeah, I mean, if you see it either in orange or blue, it should be getting to shelves in sufficient enough quantity for you guys
still
to buy.
Potentially for that to come.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So thank you for re-releasing the Vintage Collection C-3PO. It may be the single most intelligent repacked figure you have ever done. It's comforting that we finally got it out after 5 years of collectors begging to get it out again. And we have been clamoring just as long as much for a Ponda Baba, a Walrus Man, and the Emperor's Royal Guard. It seems that these two figures are much more highly sought after than the Imperial Navy Commander and the Stormtrooper. Can you please explain why no movement forward has been made with one-time released, one per case, Emperor's Royal Guard, and the Ponda Baba to Vintage Collection?
Yeah,
figures?
Those are also things that are on our list. We certainly want to get out as much as we can. We know what fans are looking for. We like to think we know because we're always checking the boards and checking the list. So we always come back to the good ones. We have got a long memory, and we've got a team that's very passionate about the product. So all these characters that are talked about on the boards, we are trying to find a way to get back out there. Absolutely.
You know, we're also going to be reinstituting a fan poll, too. So you look for that in the fall. So you guys, you know, vote. If that's something that you really want and that's something that, you know, you get enough people to support, then, you know, like Jeff said, we're always looking. We're always monitoring what you guys are saying. But that'll be another opportunity to get your voices heard.
Is the fan poll going to be another collector site poll like you've done in the past, or is it going to be done through your all?
We're still figuring that out. I mean, we'll definitely make it clear to you how it's going to go down, but you know, look out for that soon.
It's something we want to bring back so we hear the voice of the fans and make sure that we're doing the right products.
Okay. Can collectors expect to see Hasbro to continue producing super articulated original trilogy figures going forward?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, even though we are in a movie year and we have this great entertainment, like the classics never go away, you know, there's still figures that we want to get to. And, you know, like Jeff says, we have short and long lists, but yeah, of course, yeah, we're never going to move away from the original trilogy.
How has the 6-inch line performed for you, and do you see it continuing strongly for the next season of action figures?
Yeah, Black Series 6-inch is the number one item for us. I mean, it has just been performing phenomenally well. So it's absolutely going to continue. We don't see any end in sight for 6-inch.
It better not. I have a lot more to collect. We've got a lot more characters to do to fill up our collection.
Yeah,
there's so much coming, like Joe said, with Rebels and the new movies, and then there's still characters to get to with the original entertainment that I don't see Black Series stopping anytime soon.
Black Series 6-inch?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. And a final question. All of our readers still want to know if these figures will find a home in the 3 3/4-inch collector line. R5X2, which was a canceled BAD. I'll stop at each one of these. I don't know if you could just yes, no.
Not in the plan right now.
But
you bring up a great point with Build-A-Droid. I mean, that's something we're also looking at bringing back. It's not going to be anytime soon. It's not going to be this year. But Build-A-Droid is something we'd love to go back to. And that's the time where we would bring back some of these characters. So if we hear about those types of things on the polls and on the fan boards, that's absolutely what we would go after.
Okay. R8B7 was another one, but that kind of answers the same question there. A-Wing Pilot, which was a 2013 canceled Legacy Collection figure.
I don't believe that one's in the works, no.
Okay. Captain Rex Phase 1, which was also a 2013 canceled Legacy Collection.
No, that falls into the same boat.
And Running Change Utai, which was 2009 canceled Legacy Collection.
Same boat?
Same, yeah.
And that was it.
Great.
All right.
Awesome.
Any questions? Or
I have one to add. Can you comment on the scale, the Leia scale issue?
Yes.
Yeah, so interesting with the Leia scale. So when we did the slave outfit, you know, we actually heard from the fans that even though she was in proportion correctly, there was a kind of a desire for more. You know, there was just like, you know, she should just be kind of a more, have more presence, be more plastic, essentially. So the Leia Bush that you're seeing right now, she is definitely a little bit bigger than Slave Leia. She's not exactly in scale, but we answered the fans. You know, Boosh being that she's sort of kind of mimicking a character that is larger, she's got a little bit more to her.
Okay.
But we're always trying to strike the right balance between being perfectly movie accurate and then also being, you know, correct in terms of toyetic. So we're aware of it. We're definitely, we've done it on purpose because of, honestly, your feedback. So just, you know, keep giving us feedback. You know, I think she's an awesome figure. Personally, I think she's the best figure we've done in the 6-inch line. So hopefully you guys like her. Yeah.
10 on the nose.
How about that?
Nice.